Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 6 days prior to this event, we read in the book of Matthew that Peter makes his great confession, revealed to him not by flesh and blood, but by his Father in heaven. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Immediately after that confession, Jesus makes the first of three passion predictions. And it is at that point when Peter stops following and listening to Jesus, and he gets out in front of Jesus and says, "No, you will not go to the cross, not on my watch." And Jesus reminds him, "Get behind me. Follow me. You're not the one leading, you're the one following. Listen to the one who leads." And so, in order to prepare them for what they are about to endure as they do make their way to Jerusalem, Jesus, in his mercy, gives them a vision. It is not something that they see simply in their mind. It really happened. But they see what the cross really is and what will happen to those who trust in the word of Jesus, that they will be glorified. For when Jesus and Moses and Elijah are speaking with one another, Luke's gospel tells us actually what they are talking about. In Greek, it says they are discussing Jesus' exodus, which should recall to your mind the exodus from the Old Testament, his departure that he would accomplish in Jerusalem. The transfiguration is a picture, a window, a vision of what is actually happening on the cross. That Jesus is glorified, and all those who follow Jesus and pick up their cross to follow Jesus will likewise be glorified. How do we follow Jesus? The Father tells us. We listen to him. Where do we hear him? We hear him in his holy word. We hear his words. We can even see them printed in red in some of our Bibles. We hear him. We listen to him. And in listening, it is not just that we have heard it, but listening is that we seek to do it. Any mother knows the difference between hearing and listening. We don't all get, though, the vision on top of the Mount of Transfiguration. St. Peter, though, tells us that we have something more sure. We have something better, St. Peter says, than all of the visions of the Old Testament. So don't argue with me, argue with the Bible. Peter says that we have something more sure than what they saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. And that is the prophetic word. The word in which Jesus and what he has accomplished for us is revealed. The word that reveals to us what his will is for our lives. And that when we reject one part of God's word, we end up actually rejecting all of it. That we are rejecting something that is more sure than all the visions of the Bible put together. And this is always where Satan attacks us. He attacks us to undermine God's word. And it starts bit by bit. The United Methodist Church is going through what we went through almost 40 or 50 years ago. They are fighting over what the authority of God's word is. Is the Bible God's word, or does it simply contain God's word? And we will see in the coming weeks what their decision will be. Pray that they uphold the word of God. Pray that they cling to something that is more sure than the vision of the Mount of Transfiguration. And though we don't get that vision, we get the word of God enacted among us. For does he not tell you, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. We do not just see the risen Lord Jesus. We consume him. And he consumes us. For what you eat, you become. You do indeed have something more sure. The prophetic word of God, which is able to make you wise unto salvation and to keep you from every stain or blot that would lead you away. May God grant to us faithfulness in hearing and listening to his word and keeping it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.